to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too. And this is my buddy Ted back here. You can't see him, but say hi, Ted.
Hi. Hello, Ted.
There Hello. He is. He's right there.
Yeah, so it's great to have this opportunity to interview you.
Thank you
for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you.
How old were you when you realized that you wanted to be a performer?
Probably about 6 years old.
Oh, that young.
That's yeah. Amazing. My father would play the guitar and sing a lot, because my dad used to sing a long time. He had a band in the 60s with a group called the Earthquakes, I believe. And he knew everything there ever was about music. It was very, very good. And I'd be a little toddler coming out with my little oatmeal container, and I would drum on it.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And sit on the floor and drum to him, and I started picking up beat over time, and I soaked it in. I was a little weirdo kid, really quiet and really shy, and just kind of, you'd see me just stare off into nowhere, but I wasn't into nowhere. I was listening to music, and I was always, you know, just singing to myself or something like that. So it's always been with me.
Oh, that's brilliant. And how long have you actually been a performer for?
Well, for me, it started, I think I was about 9 years old. The first thing I ever sang live was, again, through my father. He was doing a show, and he was singing. And he brought me up on stage, and that was it. I sang Volare in front of a bunch of Italians, and it started from there. And I would, you know, get into talent shows and things like that, and, you know, throughout school and here and there, and then finally started going more professional as soon as I got out of high school.
And was it very nerve-wracking that first time?
Extremely.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Extremely. I can remember I was singing, you know, in full volume voice, and beforehand. But the minute he shoved me out in front of all these people, I remember just staring at them, and I pulled the cute little kid mode of, I was a little stinker, I'll tell you. I pulled the whole thing of, Volare, whoa, whoa, and I did it like that. And I didn't sing like I guess I could, and but everybody still gave me these huge hugs. I mean, a bunch of Italians, so they're just squeezing my cheeks and, you know, grabbing me and everything. So I figure, hey, I did something right, but I guess I was just being cute.
Oh, that's amazing. So sounds like you had a great childhood then.
It was interesting. I grew up kind of a military kid. You know, I was an only child. I do have a half brother, but I never really grew up with him, and only recently we've connected and gotten quite close. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but I traveled a lot. My childhood was moving every couple of years, and
wow.
Yeah, going living in Hawaii and Guam and different places around the country and stuff, and so always leaving school, and you know it. It was a little rough, you know. I get a little envious sometimes when I have, especially when I got to high school and I stayed put, kind of. I'd have all these friends that knew each other since they were in kindergarten, or you know, followed each other. I never had that.
Oh.
You know, that's something that I never had, and so it was half lonely, half really awesome at the same time, because it forced me to go deeper into music. It forced me to, you know, explore that.
That's really cool. So did you enjoy school when you weren't being moved from school to school?
It was interesting. It was hard to fit in, you know, I won't lie. It was, you know, I was pretty quiet. I was pretty, and I think I always kind of was, because when you're in different cultures and you're, you know, it's, the mainland over here is very different than overseas, you know, especially Polynesian or Filipino life and different things like that, and you know, I grew up in kind of, some of these schools were kind of rough, you know.
Yeah.
I can remember being the only white kid in school and being really, you know, bullied quite a bit, you know, just, yeah, but when I came to the States, it was kind of a culture shock, and it was, you know, it was a lot of getting used to, and I think some people didn't know what to make of me, and I didn't know what to make of them. So,
yeah.
But it was fun all around, in a way.
Oh, you turned out great anyway. Were you a good student?
Thank you. I think I had the capacity to be a good student.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had my mind set on two things. One of them was music, and the other one was the who I'd write a song about. So, you know, it kept me pretty busy and distracted, sometimes away from studying too much. And, you know, if I could go back and do it again, I'd probably focus more on things, because I love school. I love college. I love education a lot. And I'm a big history buff, so that was something I really excelled in school. I remember that.
Oh, brilliant. Do any of your family members appear in any of your work?
Not as of recently. I've had recordings in the past of my mother singing with me, and my father here and there, and that's pretty much it. It's I would love for to sing with my dad again. He's still singing and still knocking him dead, and it'd be great to do some sort of duet with him or something in the future and release
that. Oh,
that
sounds wonderful.
Yeah,
I'd like that. Look forward to seeing or hearing that.
Yeah, thank you.
What performers were you influenced by?
Well, let's see. There's a bunch, I tell you. It all kind of started with a lot of the doo-wop stuff, a lot of the 50s stuff. Little Richard, you know, Jerry Lewis, Jackie Wilson, Elvis, and then going into, like, the Beatles and all of that. But then there's this punk side of me to where I love, you know, the Sex Pistols and the, you know, I can get into some Motley Crue and, you know, Guns N' Roses. And, you know, I just, I'm all over the map. You know,
taste.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I love all of it. I you know, I'm pretty eclectic, I guess, when it comes to that kind of thing.
Good stuff. And do you get nervous before you do a concert?
All the time.
Really?
All the time. But it goes away as I'd say about the first 30 seconds of coming onto a stage, it's pretty much gone. I slip into kind of a trance of some sort.
Yeah.
And but beforehand, forget it. I'm nervous for days, even before just one show, you know. So, but you know, I think that's healthy too, because that I think that helps you do a better performance too, in a way, you know.
Yeah.
Keeps you on your toes.
Of course. And are you going to do any more music videos from the songs off your album?
Yes. I'd like to do four more after this. The first one's going to come out, and we're gonna release it through the label kind of periodically with every single. You know, where there'll be a single, there'll be a video following.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, there's a few single potentials that are on the album that it just depends on which ones the people like the most, and if we get good feedback from it, we'll probably, you know, make the video for that particular song.
That's brilliant. So that's more for us to look forward to then.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. There's a lot more coming up. We're real excited about it.
Fantastic. There's a rumor of a 10th track on your CD that's hidden. Is that true?
Well, you know, there's the rumor, but I'm not going to confirm it 100%. I remember listening in the past to the Abbey Road album from the Beatles, you know, and different albums, to where I was always kind of like, whoa, what's that? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
You know, and I think like that. I don't know. The album, when you listen to it from beginning to end, it has a certain feeling to it, that sometimes when you download music and you just pick song to song, you don't really capture the essence of why you made an album to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, in this society, we're driven by single-driven kind of marketing and commercialism. But sometimes we, ever since the vinyl went away for the most part and certain things, everyone's used to let's just cut to the chase and get to the good stuff or what they think is the good stuff.
Yeah.
But then I've know a lot of people who have heard my album that they're in love with track 11 or track 6, which will never be a single. But that seems to be their favorite. But the album in a whole creates a world. It creates a unique universe of its own. And I think sometimes that's missing when we just go to one song and just download it and we preview it. We don't get the full grasp of what maybe an artist represents. So that's kind of something I'd like to bring back, which is why I'd love to have my album now released in vinyl. Would be so cool. I would love to do a full LP version of it, you know, just for the heck of it.
I think your album's amazing. The whole album's amazing.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
And how did you feel when you saw the first official review of your album?
I was very humbled. I felt very taken back a little bit. You know, when I make music, it's something very introspective that I'm sharing with everyone. And when you get feedback in return that is overwhelmingly, especially positive and is honest, so far I haven't heard anyone try to fluffing anything up. If they really like it, they'll say they really like it. They're not just saying it to make me happy or saying it to get on my good side or something like that, or to, you know, lure me easy or something. I've gotten a sense that it's been very genuine, and the first review that came out was very, it told me that maybe I'm doing something right. So
absolutely, it was an amazing review.
Thank you.
And it's amazing that your song "Don't Hold Back" has reached number one in the Orlando country chart. How do you feel about that?
Crazy.
I
feel very floored. I've been at this a long time, and there's a lot of pressure put on artists, and there's so much competition out there and things like that. And I was just really worried that, you know, hey, you know, you get a little older, you learn a little more, and you're like, you know, being a success is not everything, you know. But then just as soon as I started stepping back, I had the feeling inside to just say, you know what, let me try one more album. Let me do something here. And I pushed very, very hard, and all of a sudden, within a very short time, I got signed, started building a following, and I'm not going to say it happened overnight, but it's been very, very rapid. So I guess something told me to not give up, and I'm glad I didn't. So it's been very humbling.
I didn't give up either.
Thank you.
Thank you. I was lucky enough to preview a video for "Don't Hold Back." It's amazing. I love how it shows different aspects of your life, and the scenery is brilliant.
Have you
got a release date for it yet? As I know your fans are very excited about it.
Oh, thank you. Well, there is a date being tossed around. I'm waiting for a confirmation from the record label.
Yeah.
They really want to, I won't say take their time, but there's a few other tricks that are going on that will make it more enjoyable, make the release more sweet, I'll put it to you that way. And we're going to coincide it with possibly a tour to follow up and things like that. And so it's all, if you put something out too fast or in the wrong way and the timing's off, you know, you could kill it. And it has to be, we want everyone to enjoy it and the best audience possible. So, but I'm just waiting on them. As soon as they're ready, it's go time, and they'll put it out. So
excellent. Well, we're all looking forward to that.
Thank you. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And who are your current favorite performers?
Currently, what's that guy that did Sam Smith? Oh, what you done? Yeah, I like Sam Smith a lot. I like Alicia Keys a lot. I mean, she's not so much new, but she's someone that's pretty prevalent, I think. And
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of different things today, like The Weeknd. I like their music. There's just a bunch of people. God, it's hard to narrow down. I mean, I can get into
Yeah.
some Robin Thicke and Justin Timberlake. I can get into all those kind of guys on the R&B side, and but then I can go rock too. And so
Two chains.
I love Aerosmith,
Oh yeah.
and
Yeah, I love them.
Motley Crue,
Yeah.
and me and my girl, we had seen them last year in their like little farewell tour thing with Alice Cooper, and that was pretty cool.
Oh, God, but that was really cool.
Yeah,
Have you got any favorite actors and actresses?
oh God, yes. I love Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorites. Gosh, there's so many actresses. I like Sandra Bullock a lot, and
Yeah.
Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
I like her a lot, and especially like Daniel Craig. I'm a big James Bond fan, so I like
Oh, excellent, yeah.
anything James Bond is really cool. And and Sylvester Stallone.
Yes.
He's one of my. I mean, I'm Italian. Come on, so it's. But
Excellent.
I'll watch any Stallone movie anytime. The man to me is just brilliant. He writes, he directs, he does a lot of his own stunts. He's just I think he's brilliant. Not just from the Rocky stuff, but even all the. I'm an action guy. I love all the
Yeah.
action films and
I love action films, yeah.
Expendables and all that stuff. I get
Oh,
into
they're
that.
brilliant.
Yeah.
And where's your favorite place to vacation?
It's gonna sound really Elvis, but Hawaii, and
Oh,
because I
wow,
grew
that
up
sounds
there a
brilliant.
lot, so
Yes, I would love to go there.
me and Kelly, my fiance, we're going to Hawaii for a honeymoon, so that's
Oh, that's brilliant.
in October. Yeah, and so I get to kind of show her around a little bit and show her how I grew up and everything, and
Yeah.
I would love to visit England.
Yeah.
That's someplace I've always looked forward to, and I'm a big King Arthur freak, so I like all the kind of historical mythological stuff and all that.
Yeah.
I'm Shakespeare and everything, I'm all over all that, and
Wow.
so that would be something happy for me in Scotland. And but honestly, I love Colorado.
Yeah.
I lived there a very long time. And for those listening, I could just hear them go woohoo. And
Brilliant.
but I love it there. I did a lot of my high school time there, and a lot of my spending time to myself, songwriting period there,
Yeah.
and discovering who I was and all this kind of stuff. And yeah, I'd say there's an affinity for Estes Park and Boulder and certain places out there that really kind of opened me up to more deeper songwriting and things. And so I know if I ever go back there, I know I can just go to a mountainside and just totally drift off and start writing. And I love camping and all that kind of stuff.
That sounds
So,
amazing.
thank you.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for answering all my questions.
Oh, great. Well, I have one question for you.
Okay.
Who are your favorite people that you grew up with that you enjoy?
Well, John Travolta, obviously, or
Yeah, especially.
oh, Bon Jovi. I love Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. Yeah, I love Bon
Yeah.
Jovi too. Blaze of Glory. That's my favorite
Oh,
song.
absolutely.
Yeah.
I've seen them in concert 7 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Every time when they've come to England, I've not been able to afford to go to America yet, because I'd love to go to America. Who else
Sure.
do I like? I like a lot of those songs from the 70s and 80s.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a
Yeah.
big 80s freak too. I can get into let's say
Yeah.
yeah, Human League, Human Nature.
Yeah.
Know my 80s. Michael Jackson and all that,
Yeah.
Madonna
Yeah.
but
I also like, as actors, I also like Bradley Cooper and Pierce Brosnan.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan, he's really, really cool. And Brad Pitt, I like Brad Pitt's stuff a
Yes, I like
lot.
Brad, yeah.
Very intense. Interview with the Vampire is one of my favorite movies.
That's an excellent movie.
I like intense stuff like that. And, yeah, I'm a big horror fan too, by the way.
Oh, me
Evil
too.
Dead all the way. Bruce
Yeah.
Campbell and all that.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Evil Dead thing that's coming out?
Yeah, Kelly's friend is in that. The main girl that's part of the
Yeah.
three, she's like a good friend of Kelly's, and that she grew up with in
That's
Chicago.
incredible.
So, yeah, and
I look forward to watching that.
yeah, but I was real psyched. Kelly showed me the trailer, and all you gotta see is Bruce Campbell flying through the air, man, and just connecting with the chainsaw, and it's like, whoa,
That's just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
yeah, I love it. I love all that stuff. We'll be up all night long, me and Kelly, just watching horror movies and
Yeah.
really bad ones too on Netflix, and just zoning out. And yeah, I blame that on my dad. My dad
Oh.
got me on horror films. He got me on everything. My dad's
Yeah.
res all this. My dad's responsible for, and my mom too. But my dad
Yeah.
was like the, he threw it in my face. And I'm glad he did. Well, it's wonderful chatting with you, and I'm sure a lot of people will enjoy this, and hopefully walk away with something nice.
Oh, yeah, that would be brilliant. I hope they do enjoy it.
And thank you. You've done a wonderful job with the page and everything, and just
Oh, thank you.
you've been a pleasant person to work with, and just be nice friends with. Everybody needs good friends,
Oh, that's really kind of you. Thank you.
Well, you're
It's
very
great to be
welcome.
friends with you too.
Oh, thank you. You got any questions, Ted?
No, I don't.
No, he doesn't. All right.